This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, somebody who I saw last night, Colonel Jim Warshak, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and a retired U.S. Air Force colonel. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
All right. An interesting night last night, wasn't it?
Sure was.
Okey-doke. You ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and
justice
for all.
And we emphasize and underline those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, and by the way, we're going to start on mostly good morning to George, Godfather. George is chiming in. So good morning, George.
Morning, George.
You betcha. Now, I got to thinking about something with all this disarray and all the stuff that's going on with the Democrats right now, just trying to upset the apple cart and do whatever they can for the chaos and destruction that's coming that we know about. You remember the Weather Underground?
Oh, yeah.
And two of the principals there, Bernadette Dorn and, I hate his name right on the tip of my tongue.
Bill Ayers.
Bill Ayers, yeah. They were two of the big principals involved in all this. Yep. And they wound up becoming college professors later in life, and they ran into somebody called, let's see, Barack Obama.
Exactly.
And company. Now, one of their major achievements was not any armed action, although they were involved in that. It was Prairie Fire, the politics of revolutionary anti-imperialism. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. You need to go and check that out, and correct me if I'm wrong, Colonel, because that is kind of like the game plan right along with Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals as to what we're seeing right now going on in this country. And by the way, Ferguson and Baltimore was the prelim to what this is all about.
Yeah, exactly. And there's if you can go do a little research, there's a lot of material out there from the 70s and 80s all about that. The U.S. government actually classified the Weather Underground back in the 70s and early 80s as an insurgent group.
Mm-hmm.
Before we really got into calling them terrorist groups, right about that time is when we started, but they labeled them an insurgent group because what they were doing was insurgency, not a shooting insurgency, but a political insurgency. And you are exactly right. That is what the template is right now.
Yeah, and for anyone that thinks it's going to be anything other than mass chaos and whatnot when Joe Biden gets defeated on November the 3rd, he won't concede, right?
Right.
And we're going to have a mess where we're going to have to sort all of this out, and it'll be done in the courts and whatnot. Now, by the way, the other thing is Amy Coney Barrett is going to be confirmed. It looks like next Monday. Mitch McConnell yep. came out and said the vote will be Monday, so we'll have a new justice that day.
Yep, saw that.
Okay. So that will solve that, and we won't have any more 4-4 ties like we did this week with
and we won't have to worry about Justice Roberts.
Right, right. And he was a tiebreaker this week, which didn't really sit well with a lot of people, now did it?
Yeah, especially on the case, the Supreme Court case for Pennsylvania, where they're allowed to not have to, you know, use the ballots on by November 3rd. They have until November 6th to count, which could set a bad precedent over the next few days. We'll have to see what happens there. And I have a feeling the strategy on the part of the Trump administration was to make sure Barrett is confirmed and ready to take office on the 26th.
Yeah, and Eric just sent me a link for the SDS in the 1960s and all that stuff. Yeah, this was similar, but the Weather Underground, that was the bunch right there.
Yep,
and
yep.
The makings of that revolution are still very much in place today.
It's the same people. They're just senior citizens now. The leadership.
Yeah.
They're still out there.
Yeah. Now, Donald Trump has asked, he didn't ask, he demanded Attorney General Barr investigate Hunter Biden. I think Attorney General Barr, the Department of Justice, and the FBI are investigating Hunter Biden, but they're not going to come out and tell anybody they're doing it. That's not the way it works.
Well, yeah, because there will likely be grand juries and things like that, that you can't put that information out. It has to go through the grand jury before anything is done. The other interesting part of that is in mid-February, William Barr established what was called an intake process at the Justice Department to investigate Hunter Biden. There wasn't much said about it. Nobody really paid attention to it. And when I read that after, you know, we learned that the computer deal with the repair guy in December 2019, I believe they knew, and
okay.
that was part of the process to investigate.
Hold that.
Start collecting information on it.
All right, hold that thought, because the computer cut you off right there. So Colonel Jim will be right back with me, and caller, you hang on. I'll get to you right after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source, so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And before I get back to Colonel Jim and our caller that we've got on the line, I want to remind everybody about the new 2021 Rogues. They're in at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue is really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver-assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, this new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I'm not kidding. I've driven many miles on the Rogue. I've had four of them over the past several years for Moss Nissan, and I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Care is included with each vehicle that's purchased, a tremendous added value pack that makes pricing and servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. Now, there's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that other dealerships don't. And remember, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Now, Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura right on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit MossNissan.com and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan, that's spelled M-A-U-S. Okay, back to Colonel Jim. Good morning, Colonel Jim.
Morning, Matt.
We're going to go to a caller, and we've got Mary on the line, and Mary, I believe, is in Tampa. Is that right?
Correct. Good morning. Hi, I wanted to ask a question. Speaking of Bill Ayers and all those people, a couple of years ago, Project Veritas had one of the Bernie supporters online talking about gulags, putting people in gulags and making them work in rock quarries. But yesterday, or the day before, on Tucker Carlson, he brought up those Truth and Reconciliation Commissions, which the left has proposed. And that is really scaring. It's scary, and I don't think people know about that. Have you heard about that?
Okay, well, we'll answer, we'll answer your question. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah. That's what they did in any country that practiced communism or hardline socialism, whatever you want to call it. You know, that was sending people to Siberia and the Soviet Union and the concentration camps. It wasn't just the Jews who were put in concentration camps in Nazi Germany. And, of course, China is well known for that. That's part of the process. The truth commissions decide who should be either sent to prison or if there's a chance to be re-indoctrinated and re-educated. That's the whole process there. They don't want any Trump supporters running around if they won the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all true. By the way, misleading polls are out there, and that's just one part of the Democratic PSYOP strategy to suppress the vote. They're trying to get people to think that, well, there's no point. Donald's going to get beaten. It's terrible. It's just, well, big surprise yesterday. 538 came out. Now, they used to be the go-to poll for a lot of people because they were so accurate a couple of election cycles in a row, but they blew it last time around. Their national poll shows that Joe Biden has lost 10% of his support, and he's only up by 2 points over Trump, 48 to 46. But they also come back and say Joe is leaking Democratic support like a sieve.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen that over the course of the year. You know, everybody's familiar with the walkaway movement, a number of Democrats who have left the party and become Republicans or at least non-political affiliates, NPAs. Couple points on that, Matt. The Trafalgar Group, who got it right in 2016 on Trump's win, their chief pollster, Robert Kalahi, came out yesterday and said it's the silent majority that is going to win it for Trump, and it's hard to tap them for polls, but
you bet.
They know they're out there. Being that early voting started on Monday, I'll just mention this, in Hillsborough County, we had 26 polling sites, and we picked a few to do exit polling, and we picked one of the biggest polling sites in Brandon at the Bloomingdale Library. We did an exit poll, and it was 80-20 Trump.
I don't doubt it. Now, the other thing is, we have the debate coming up, and we know that this is not one of the topics that's there, but Donald Trump has said he's going to press Joe Biden on Hunter's emails at the debate. Now, my question is, they've got the joystick there. The moderator's got the kill button for the microphone. If he starts talking about that and that's not the topic, are they going to cut him off?
That's a good question. They came out late yesterday and said the kill button would only be during opening statements. And so we'll have to see how that goes. That's a good point, Matt. But, Biden's got to be pressed on that in front of the nation, because the mainstream media is not doing it. And you know Trump as well as I know Trump. He's not going to hold back if he's given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, in my opinion, if they do hit the kill button and shut him up, that's going to look like as if it's censorship to anybody with a brain in their head. And they're going to react accordingly. They're going to go, oh, wait a minute. This is the President of the United States who has the power to be able to say whatever he wants, whenever he wants, the leader of the free world. And they're going to shut him up? I think that would really cost the Democrats big time.
Yeah, you're right on that. I just cannot see how they can do it. Of course, I think the strategy is let Biden talk as much as he can, because that will open himself up too. So this will be an interesting debate.
Mm-hmm. Now, we also know that on Monday, Mitch McConnell came out and said that will be the day they vote on Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah, absolutely. And she will be, selected. She'll be approved by the Senate to be the next Supreme Court justice, and I believe we'll see a swearing in, if not that afternoon, probably the next day, the 27th, and that will just cause a lot of heads to explode.
Now, you know a little a bit about intel, and I'm hearing intel, and I'm sure you're hearing the same thing. The policy against Iran, or with Iran, let's use that word, with Iran, under a Joe Biden presidency would become very loose. A lot of the sanctions that are there would be reduced, and there'd be more promises made about this, that, and the other, and we would see a lot of things going on. But the largest exporter of terrorism right now happens to be Iran.
Exactly, and we put Iran on the terrorism list, and President Trump went and expanded it and named names in Iran who were key leaders, is one of the reasons why we took out Soleimani. And I guarantee you, under a Biden administration, even though I hate to say that term, they would erase everything that Donald Trump put into play with regard to Iran. And one foreign policy person the other day kind of mentioned, and they would have plane loads of money, you know, sitting at the end of the runway to fly to Iran and bring in hundreds of billions of dollars to them. And that's what Iran does. They use their oil and gas money and everything else to help fund terrorism, certainly regionally, but worldwide. And so that would be on the uptick. They're hurting right now. They are, you know, the sanctions that Trump had put on Iran, as well as other economic situations and the virus. Yeah. Really slowed down all their export of terrorism, but that'll be on the uptick, certainly with the Biden administration.
Now, last night I got up there in front of the group and spoke about 5 minutes after you guys left, and I told them, I says, the big thing that needs to be done right now is we need poll watchers all across the country, everywhere and anywhere we can get them to be. So how do they become a poll watcher?
Well, in Hillsborough County, you can go to our website, hillsborough.gop. You can, our phone number is there. Call us and we will get you set up. And, you know, we need it for the remainder of early voting and certainly for election day. And, we'll do some training and you will be good to go. We have 350 or so polls that will be open on election day, and we need people, at every one of them to watch and keep an eye on what's going on.
You bet, because we know that there's going to be a lot of shady stuff going on. Well, Colonel, here comes the music. I appreciate our conversation. It was great seeing you last night, and we'll see you again real soon.
All right. Take care, Matt.
All right. Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody. And he, of course, is on the program every Wednesday. He's the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And he's also a co-host on Brook Talks America, Saturday nights, heard on this network station that I'm on right here, my flagship station. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has told lawmakers they are in possession of the Hunter Biden laptop with over 40,000 emails, some dealing with communist China, Ukraine, Russia, and more. The FBI also announced it was not treating it as a Russian misinformation campaign. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, tells Fox News, hogwash on the folks crying wolf again. Let's get to the meat of the matter.
And we have Clapper, Brennan, Yates, Susan Rice, all these people saying we saw no collusion, no coordination between Russia. We never saw any evidence of any coordination or any collusion. So these are now the same people telling us, oh, the Russians are running some disinformation operation. No one's buying it. Let's get to the facts. Let's figure out exactly how much Joe Biden knew about this, because it sure looks like Joe Biden misled the American people.
The laptop was forfeited for non-payment after it was never picked up from a Delaware repair shop. USA Radio News.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for a military and veterans news report brought to you by our folks at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo Browning will be in studio tomorrow to answer your questions for the National Aviation Academy. And to find out more about them, all you got to do is listen to what they're going to tell you right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. And the other one is down here in Florida in the Tampa Bay area, Clearwater, Florida. Now, I would strongly suggest that you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of those two campuses, either the one up in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, or the one down here in Tampa, Florida, Clearwater, Florida, rather, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now,
In news yesterday, the Supreme Court is going to hear the case over the use of DOD funds for the border wall. The use of DOD funds to build a border wall will be taken up by the Supreme Court. Also, President Trump announced that he intends to lift Sudan's state sponsor of terrorism designation. They are no longer considered to be in that realm. The U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan warned that distressingly high levels of violence threaten to derail the ongoing peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Also, the U.S. helped to rescue some United Arab Emirates soldiers after a 2017 helicopter crash, building a reservoir of trust that's helped lead to the recent peace agreement with Israel. Now, the visits of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's going to be hosting the Armenian and Azerbaijani foreign ministers amid the deadly clashes that have been going on. We now have some death totals that are starting to show up. Over 700 people have been killed so far in that border skirmish back and forth. And, of course, obviously that's got to come to a screeching halt as soon as possible. Now, some B-52s, a pair of them, flew from Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana over across the sea to Europe for a major NATO training exercise last week. They were up there in the North Sea participating in what was going on there. We had some of our submarines there, too. And all in all, I was told it was a very successful venture. Now, a Taliban official said that signs that the U.S. President Donald Trump was going to hasten the exit of all American troops from Afghanistan would force the country's warring groups to finally negotiate peace, but experts are warning the move may give the militant group the upper hand and they may take advantage of it militarily. I'm sure they probably will. Now, we had a, back in Vietnam, the Vietnam War, we had an air base and terminal in Tokyo where a lot of troops went through there, going over and coming back. Now, it was a place where they were welcomed back to friendly soil from Vietnam to Tokyo, if you will, and then went on back to their homes or whatnot. Now, this air base and terminal is going to be getting a $25 million makeover in Tokyo. That's money that was included in the current budget, so there you go. By the way, Australia will join the three-way naval exercises involving the United States, Japan, and India. The other countries are participating in a role that could raise concerns in China, which has criticized similar joint drills as destabilizing. Well, too bad, so sad. What do you think they're doing? By the way, NATO is expanding its defense alliance to space, and it's expected to announce construction of a brand new space center in Ramstein, Germany this week. We'll see what happens. Now, sandwiched on the Horn of Africa between extremist terrains in Somalia and Mali, Djibouti is surprisingly peaceful and a potential future economic gateway to East Africa. America would like to keep the peace, but not lose influence to China. Now, China has a military base there, as well as the United States. And we're waiting to see how all that plays out. Now, the Pentagon has raised to $95.8 billion the estimated cost of fielding a new fleet of land-based nuclear missiles to replace the Minuteman III arsenal that's operated continuously for 50 years. Wow, I didn't know it had been that long with that. Son of a gun. Now, a Democrat lawmaker has urged the IRS to quickly process amended tax returns filed by families of deceased military members after Congress enacted legislation this week to provide these families with tax relief. Now, we'll see where that goes. That should have already been taking place, is my understanding, but I guess it's been slow to implement, is what I'm hearing, and I don't know why. By the way, Joe Biden's presidential campaign is now going to be taking down a political ad that briefly features the former U.S. commander of the war against the Islamic State after he raised concerns that the apparent suggests he endorsed the former vice president and military men are not supposed to do that. Think about that for a second. So there you go. Many of this year's mail-in ballots for members of the military stationed overseas or away from homes may not arrive until after Election Day. That's very common, I might add. But they should still be counted because they could make a difference in a close race, so says a group promoting the importance of military voting. Well, I can tell you that having participated in one count that took place after the deadline, the military ballots were allowed to come in, and they were counted. Military ballots should always be counted because of the circumstances surrounding the combat zones in many cases where they come in from. It's not like they're there and they're ready to go in 5 minutes or whatnot, because sometimes the planes can't get off the ground. And by the way, every once in a while a plane will crash, and when it crashes, guess what happens? Guess what happens? Well, the mail goes, and that's happened a couple times over the past several years. And good morning, Christine. Hope everything is going well for you down there in Sarasota. Stay out of trouble, and hopefully we'll see you on Friday night at the event in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency. By the way, don't forget, coming up Friday night, the Salem Conservative Summit, you can buy a standard VIP ticket and get another ticket free. All you got to do is go to theanswersarasota.com or theanswertampa.com. And remember, it's your opportunity to hear me. I'll be up on stage as the MC. Larry Elder will be there, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, and Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang, as we give you an honest look at the issues we face as a country. And this will be coming off the debate the night before, so it'll be very interesting. I'm sure you're going to like what you're going to hear. Now, don't wait, because this offer is going fast. The tickets are going fast. Standard VIP ticket. Buy one, get one. Use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O. And don't forget, TheAnswerSarasota.com, TheAnswerTampa.com is where to go. You buy one ticket, you get another one for free. It's that simple. The Salem Conservative Summit. Look forward to seeing you there. And by the way, we heard from some people yesterday from Georgia, as well as in the panhandle of Florida, that are going to come down for this, and we appreciate them. Looking forward to meeting them. Yeah, George, I saw that. I talked about that earlier, about the police officer with the Trump face mask. I got a better question on that, and I'll get to that when we come back. All right, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, coming right back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, ho, Captain. It's Melvin in my bass boat. Yeah, me and the boys were going up to the Intercoastal, you know, for a fishing tournament over the weekend there, and just thought I'd check in with you on the way up. You know, I was walking out to the mailbox the other day when I was actually up on dry dock, and I got a piece of mail from the city. I opened it up, and it's a ticket from one of them blooming red light cameras. But the funny thing is, my bass boat and my trailer's so big, that's the only thing in the picture. So it looks like I got a ticket for floating my bass boat down Highway 41. Can you imagine?
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, that's Melvin in his bass boat. By the way, last night I got asked a question by somebody who says, you know, and this was at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Says, you know, I really wasn't always for Donald Trump, and I really didn't care about some of the things that he was doing, but there just isn't anybody any better doing what they're doing than Donald Trump, and that's very true. And I told him, and he says to me, he says, I don't know how to approach some of my friends that are having the same problems that I did that I no longer have. And I said, well, here you go. I got a couple things to say here. How about what you might consider is instead of voting, consider it
that it's you voting to protect your First Amendment rights, your right to free speech, the right to say what's on your mind without retaliation, you might want to vote to protect your right to worship God as you please without persecution, too, as part of that. And oh, by the way, under President Trump's leadership, violent crime has gone down every year he's been in office, except now, during this pandemic, when the Democratic cities seem to be in a rebellion. And you may want to keep your Second Amendment right, too, to protect yourself and your family from violent criminals the Democrats have let loose, and they have let loose a bunch of people out of the prisons. Or how about that roving, self-righteous, the ignorant mobs that are out there determined to dictate how you should live, what you should say, how you should vote, and a government that seems to be going mad and madder every day, especially now that the Democrats are blaming the police for all the ills that society themselves has created. How about that? And maybe you might want our national elections to be determined by only the largest states in the country, leaving the others without representation for any reason to stay in the union. Because, you see, the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College to make that happen. Now, you may want the Democrats to allow additional states so as to guarantee control of the Congress for the foreseeable future, or pack the Supreme Court so they can effectively dictate without legal reprisal. And, oh, by the way, the refusal to answer any of these questions concerning these topics, isn't that just a little bit suspect too? And China, before they released their bioweapon on the American and Europe and the world, and believe me, they did. There's no doubt about it. They did. Whether by accident or intentional, we all believe it was intentional, not accidental. You know, they carefully worked with the Democratic Party before all this happened as a weapon of a political war, because the Trump administration created the greatest economy in our history. We were just wiping and eating China's lunch. And he demonstrated his racism by lowering poverty rates for African Americans and Hispanic Americans to the lowest they've been since the U.S. began collecting data. Wonder why the Latinos and the blacks are in the president's camp? That's part of it. By the way, unemployment or employment rates in general, the highest ever created, with 400,000 new manufacturing jobs that we were told by Obama were never going to come in back. Unemployment for youth at a 50-year low. Could it be that you didn't want Flint, Michigan to get $100 million to fix their water infrastructure project? Or how about the $124 million that Trump committed to rebuild rural water infrastructure, too? Maybe it could be that you don't care that Trump ended gag orders on pharmacists that prevented them from sharing money-saving information and allowing drug imports from Canada to lower drug prices. I know this is all new, the affordable generic drugs, the FDA approved under Trump and the most in history, and that you don't like. I get that. If you don't understand something, you don't like it. That's the way some people are. And under Obama, drug prices rose 3.6% per year. Under President Trump, drug prices have gone down year after year after year. Now, could it be you didn't even like the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that doubled the amount of the child tax credit and lifted the income limits to make sure more families could qualify? Was it wrong that the president called on Congress to pass school choice legislation so students weren't trapped in bad schools? Maybe you thought it was a waste to sign into law funding packages for research and support into autism, child cancer, and lupus, too. Maybe because you don't care that he signed into law making cruelty to animals a federal felony. And maybe you're adverse to the Save Our Seas Act, which funds $10 million a year to clean tons of plastic and garbage from our seas and our oceans. And maybe you don't like to become the world's largest producer of crude oil or becoming oil independent with gas prices half what they were 5 years ago. By the way, recently they raised the price of gasoline at the pumps 20 cents a gallon. Now they're down 25 cents a gallon within a couple of weeks' time with no explanation why. Well, I'll tell you the explanation why. They were gouging again. Gouging again. They were anticipating something that didn't happen. That was the prices were going to go out of sight. And it didn't happen. So when you talk about America and you talk about one country and you talk about one world, how about this one? Because you know on this program we support our police, our firefighters, and our emergency medical and all of our first responders. You know that. How about if we fully fund and hire more police and law enforcement officers? How about if we increase criminal penalties for assaults on law enforcement officers? How about if we prosecute the drive-by shootings as acts of domestic terrorism? How about if we bring violent extremist groups like Antifa to justice? And how about if we end the cashless bail and keep dangerous criminals locked up until trial? How about if we do that and stop letting criminals out of jail just because, oh, well, there's COVID. They're better off in jail than they are out on the street giving people whatever it is they got. Think about that. Think about that. And that's my story, folks, and I'm sticking to it. I'm not going to back down from anything that I've said because I'll tell you what. This country we live in, this great United States of America, I want to keep it great and I want to make it greater. And Joe Biden is not the person to do it. He is not the person to do it. All right. Well, you've been listening to me, and one of the people that brings you this program is my good friends down in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And just like everybody else, they are the best at what they do because they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. They'll do it all for you. So why don't you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store and say howdy, howdy to them. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. All you got to do is call them up at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Great people down there, and they will take really good care of you. Speaking of good people down there, don't forget to check out Mixin' Fruit Farms for lunch at the Mixin' Groveside Cafe. 2525 27th Street South. Stop in there. Check it out. Call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829. And check out the all-new Captain's Club. They got a picture of it up there, and my picture's there, too. All right, we'll be back tonight with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. I look forward to seeing you at the South Tampa Republican Club at the Social Pizzeria and Italian Restaurant. Down there on Bayshore Boulevard tonight, 6 p.m. I'll see you all then. Have a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.